That's it.
Thank you, Thomas. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Friday, the 1st of May. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Seoul, 1014, expected Shannon, 1015 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Viking. Rain and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. South Utsira, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, fourth time Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest later, but becoming variable later in Cromarty 2 to 4. Showers later, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers later, good. Dover, White. Southeast becoming variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches and thundery showers for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth. Variable, backing east later 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, variable, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. South Fitzroy, variable 3 or less, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 3 or less in the far west, otherwise southerly or southwesterly, becoming northwesterly later in the west 3 to 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea. Southeast veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, mainly northerly in Rockall 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in the west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north 4 to 6 later in Hebrides. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Bailey, southwesterly veering northwesterly, then northeasterly later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, south 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 4 to 6 later. Rain later, moderate or good. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly veering northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in the southeast of Iceland. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 2, 12 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by west 1, more than 38 miles, 1018, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 4, 9 miles, 1,019, falling. Lucas, west 2, 6 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Bridlington, east-northeast 2, 1,021, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 11 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1,019. Jersey, west-northwest 2, fog, 100 metres, 1,019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 3, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, 11 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east-northeast 3, slight drizzle, 14 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. And Malin Head, north-northeast 1, 16 miles, 1,016, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over the North Sea will decline and move away southeast. Meanwhile, a shallow area of low pressure to the southwest of Ireland will bring spells of rain and showers to western areas, some of which could be heavy and thundery. This spreads northeast across the northern England and Scotland in the evening, with further rain or showers expected on Saturday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 at first in the east, otherwise variable, becoming northeasterly later in the north, 2 to 4. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first, but variable 3 or less in the Firth of Forth and at St Andrew's Bay. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast, 3 to 5, veering west or southwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly, 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. From Northumberland to Zelzibil. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 2 to 4. Becoming variable 3 or less later in the west. Showers and fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Zelzibil to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, veering southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest, backing southeast later 2 to 4, but becoming variable 3 or less later in the east. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly, later 2 to 4, but mainly variable 3 or less in the inner Bristol Channel. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times in Cardigan Bay. Rain or showers at first, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. The Isle of Man. Southeast 3 or 4, veering south 4 or 5, then southwest later. Showers with fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in the north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times in the Firth of Clyde. Showers, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 3 or 4, but becoming variable 3 or less later in the south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, becoming north or northeast later 2 to 4. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in the east, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later, then veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Furaha Muzani.
Good morning. Last year, I got married to the love of my life, and we got an invitation to enjoy our honeymoon on a gorgeously quiet Greek island by my old manager who had relocated there. We accepted the invitation, booked the flights, secured the accommodation, and were finally on our way to enjoy the most incredible week of rest, which we thoroughly deserved after months of wedding planning. Upon arrival, the owner of the apartment warmly welcomed us, showed us into our room, only to now break the sad news that our friend, who we had come to visit, sadly passed away just the day before. What? How? I had been interacting with her the whole week before travelling. Was this a joke? I felt lost for words and tried to get my head around the news, but when the reality finally sank in, I broke down and wept. Life has a way of throwing unexpected curveballs, and this was certainly one we did not anticipate. How do you begin to enjoy your sweet romantic honeymoon when grieving a friend? I feel like I went through the 5 stages of grief in those 5 days, from denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then finally acceptance, all while trying to be present and make new memories. Yet even in those dark moments of processing that loss, I felt such a deep peace that I knew was from God, and was able to have precious time reminiscing and sharing memories of my friend with my husband, who sadly never got to meet her. In life, we are constantly carrying both lament and joy simultaneously. Death is very much a part of our experience here on earth, one that we can't